In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
All right, welcome into Monday on Rush Hour Sports. And a Monday means it's the three of us, Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler, hanging out with you for an hour with a little bit of sports open line after this one before Billikens basketball. Guys, it's Billikens against Lindenwood today. We got that on KMOX tonight. Got a little local battle going on. Don't sound so excited.
Who wins? Who wins?
Billikens.
For Slew's sake, it better be the Billikens.
Yeah, it better be. It better be. They had a little crosstown fun. I will say, separate note, we didn't prepare for this. It's not really a topic of conversation today, but that made me think, I really would like to see more regular matchups with Slew and Mizzou kind of thing. Like, let's get that going. I know we've been I've been here 19 years. Bernie, it's probably been going on longer than that, but I know we've been talking about it forever. It'd be nice to have more of that kind of thing happening on a regular basis. It's college hoops. One game's not going to be all end all your chances at a tournament or anything like that.
Yeah, this happens in other states too. So I don't want to act like it's exclusive to Missouri. But yeah, there's always pettiness and paranoia that prevent that from happening. And it's really stupid because these teams will play each other. You got the NIL. You got the transfer portal.
Yeah.
So even if I'm speaking hypothetically here. Let's say Slew and Mizzou started a series, and let's say Slew knocked them off a couple times out of three, let's say, right? Does that mean all of a sudden Mizzou's not going to be able to get whoever they want when they recruit?
Or it does not.
Be able to go get whatever they want out of the portal, or they won't be able to afford players that they really want in terms of NIL? No, of course not.
No.
So there's no reason for these schools not to play each other.
No, I agree.
Well, once again, It's a thing that's based in fear because these Power Five coaches are worried that when they play this, this geographic rivalry, that game's going to mean more for them than what they would if they played some version of SLU from another place. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have this bad loss in your resume at the end of the year, and you're going to miss the tournament. Like, no, at some point in time, what's best for college basketball, what's best for college football, best for sports needs to be the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, Wheels and Matt, I am the notoriously grumpy guy when it comes to college basketball. I really don't care about it until maybe you get after Christmas.
I'm with you. It's about January when league play starts.
Yeah. I just don't care all that much.
Yeah.
I just don't. I can't get invested in it. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the early stuff, like there are some good matchups, but you know, it's not really that meaningful until league play. And there's just so much else going on. I mean, let's be honest, man. Baseball just ended, and hockey's rolling. The NBA and the NFL and college football are just it's too much. So We get to January, you got a little more time. That's when it becomes a little easier. All right, let's stay on the college theme for a little bit. We talked a lot Friday about Mizzou and A&M. Did not go well for Mizzou. I thought you laid it out great, Bernie, in your video and also on DGS today. Really, really seemed like, anyway, a really poor plan for the passing attack. They ran the ball well, which shocked me, and I give them credit for that. But it's crazy to me that with a running game that worked, you could not find a way to do better by your freshman quarterback.
First of all, I want to say, because I talked about this on the show Friday, I was off base. I thought Mizzou would keep it close. I did think Texas A&M win, but it'd be a close game. And I thought that Matt Zoller's the true freshman quarterback would play well. He would do a good job. I was off base about that. But the thing that bothered me is that, and I went to Sports Info Solutions to get some help on some of the stuff, but the Mizzou game plan in terms of the passing game was incoherent, incompetent, incomprehensible, whatever you want to call it. Any word that begins with I. Their strategy was to have a true freshman quarterback making his first start against a number three team in the country that's got a really good defense and a great defensive head coach in Mike Elko. And what they did was drop him back and have him throw long passes down the sideline all day. And there's some problems with that. Number one, the receivers didn't get open because Texas A&M knew exactly what they were going to do. There was like one big play. That was it. The other thing is they couldn't protect him. When he dropped back to pass on throws that went 20 yards or more, the pressure rate on him was 50%, which is astronomical. So if you can't protect him and your receivers aren't going to get open, and if Texas A&M knows exactly what you're going to do because you're doing it all the time, and so therefore you're predictable, what exactly was the point? What was the point? What where did this game plan come from? The average depth on his throws in that game was 15.3%. That was the highest among 33 power conference quarterbacks on Saturday who had at least 15 attempts. Why are you having him set up as a sitting duck with no pass protection to just wing it down the field, down the sidelines, and never, hardly ever use the middle of the field? And just never take advantage of some holes in the defense because Texas A&M left some holes there for you. I thought it was a massive coaching failure. I'm not trying to make excuses for Zollers, right? I'm not saying this because I thought he played well and he didn't. So I'm not covering my behind by saying this. I thought this game plan was just nonsense. This is the best you could come up with after 2 weeks of preparation?
Drink was asked about because the Ahmad Hardy at one point was just a non-factor, literally not in the game, not just not getting opportunities to run the ball, not in the game. And when Drink was asked about that in the post game, he had a really weird answer, and he tried to use Hardy's production as the rationale for what they did, because Hardy ran for 109 yards. Dude averaged 8 yards per carry. A big part of that was getting a 45-yard runoff, but he only carried it 13 times. I know they tried to go to Jamal Roberts. Roberts, to his credit, 17 carries, 110 yards, but it was weird the way the whole thing ended up going down. I'm with you, Bernie, and you gave better numbers and better analysis than I will, but it was just a very odd, weird offensive game plan on a day where you try to take it out, let Zollers beat you in pieces. They gave way too much to him.
Like at Wheels, they never, you know what happens when you have a young quarterback? We all know this, an inexperienced quarterback, no matter how talented he is. And I think this kid's very talented. What you got to do is to get him comfortable. You give him some easy throws.
Yes.
You let him generate some confidence, get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesse Palmer, to his credit, brought that up a lot the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? Instead, it's like, hey, we're going to drop back and you're going to heave it as far as you can down the sideline over and over and over again.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't understand it. And honestly, I didn't even understand the question coming up about Ahmad Hardy. They ran the ball for 207 yards. Who cares which guy did it? It wouldn't have changed the outcome of the game. What would have changed the outcome of the game potentially would be having your big play receivers having a chance to do something with the ball in their hands on quick hitters. Where are the slants? Where are the quick screens? Where's the creativity in a short, quick passing game when you know they have an elite pass rush and that they can blitz your guy and your guy hasn't seen any of those things? And it's not his fault. He just hasn't played because the other guy was playing in front of him. I didn't understand. I'm with you, Bernie, completely. And I think it's inexcusable that you have the talent that they have at wide receiver in that game, and those guys only caught five passes because you were shooting down the field the whole game.
They attempt, according to Sports Info Solutions, they attempted four passes in the middle. I'm not talking about inside the hash. I'm talking about in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Four passes, and those four passes got like 3 yards.
Yeah.
They didn't throw a pass to the tight end, maybe one. But the thing of it is, you know, wide receivers can run in the middle too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But let me just, can I just lay this out real quick?
Kevin Coleman caught one ball.
Right. That's ridiculous. Let me lay this out. All right, Mizzou's played five SEC games. This is the state of the passing game. And keep in mind that 71% of the passes were attempted by Bo Prabula this season, mm-hmm. with Stallers the other 29%. In the 16-team SEC rankings, conference games only, Mizzou's passing offense ranks 16th in yards per game, last in yards per attempt, last in passer rating, last in completion percentage, last in catchable ball rate, and last in terms of on-target throw percentage. This is the worst passing attack in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
When the games are played within the SEC.
Yeah.
No one is as bad as this. So I have a problem with this because, you know, you see national media, you see local media, and I shouldn't even say local media as much, but Drinkwitz is portrayed as like this creative, really innovative, like, you know, offensive maestro, and Kirby Moore this and Kirby Moore that. How can you have with the caliber of wide receivers they have, and they have great wide receivers, how can you have a passing attack this awful? And it's not just the quarterbacks. It's also the play design and the play calling.
Yeah, completely agree. And they've had, in fact, almost all their success in recent years has been running the football, which is great. I mean, that's offense too. But they haven't exactly been a great passing team, even when they had guys like Luther Burden, who's super talented. Yeah. You know, you've got three guys here that are really talented receivers. And until this weekend, because you're talking about numbers over the course of the year, you also had a 6'7" tight end in Norfleet who's very good. So you've had all of the weapons out there, and maybe we don't have time to do it now. Let's bring it on the other side. I'm going to throw this at you guys as a question, and then we'll bring this back on the other side of a break. Is it because the coach doesn't trust the quarterbacks? Is that why it's the way that it is? And then also, what does any of this mean bigger picture for Coach Drink? Does any of the struggle against ranked teams, does any of that make him more or less likely to listen to offers if they come through from some of the bigger schools? We'll kind of kick that around coming up next year on Camo X.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, it's Monday on Rush Hour Sports. Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here, picking up the Mizzou conversation. All right, guys, so I threw out the teaser there on the quarterback. So to rephrase it for those that weren't with us at the end of the last segment, so do you guys think that what we've seen in the passing attack design this year, and also, let's be honest, maybe even in the last few years, was about Drink not having full trust in the guys he has had under center versus the guys he's had taking the ball in handoffs, because they've had some great running backs and they've had the ability to run the ball consistently? Is it a flaw overall, or is it more about his referendum on the guys that he has under center?
I think it's more of a flaw overall, because when you look specifically to the game plan this past weekend, if you don't trust Zollers, then what are you going to do? You're going to try to put some easy passes in there for him the way we just talked about. Instead, he's throwing deep passes over and over and over. So that shows maybe more trust than they need with Zollers. Now, they didn't give it to him as – it's just weird. I keep going back to the same thing. It's just a really weird situation the way it played out. But, no, I don't think it has anything to do with a lack of trust because of the type of opportunities and the type of plays they did give to Zollers this past weekend. I just think it's something that we're seeing from Drink as far as what he's doing in his play calling.
Right. Yeah, and they didn't make any adjustments once it was clear. I mean, listen, I thought the worst thing to come out of Saturday was what Caden Green said, the left offensive tackle, who's a heck of a player, by the way. He told reporters after the game, I'm just going to give this synopsis, that Texas A&M kind of knew what plays Mizzou was going to run, and that they were actually calling out plays at the line of scrimmage. And when you are that predictable and your offense is that, whatever you're giving away, you make it so easy to give away. The other team knows what you're going to do before you snap the ball. That's pretty damn alarming. And so the fact that they never adjusted, They Texas A&M must have been laughing. They're lining up. They know exactly what's coming a lot of the time. And it was easy pickings. Now, how can you do that with a true freshman quarterback? I mean, that is just absolute incompetence. I'm sorry. It just is. So, listen, they haven't had a quarterback. And, listen, Brady Cook was a warrior. Much respect to him.
Yes.
Yeah, but they haven't had a quarterback with any arms, any real true downfield arm strength since Drew Locke. And Zollers has it.
Yeah,
but it's got to be used the right way. It's like, son, just set it up and just throw it as far as you can down the right side. I mean,
that's how a lot of kids play Madden. Just throw as many bombs as you can.
But the Caden Green stuff, and he tried to backpedal a little bit, but he gave it away. So they've got the worst passing attack in the SEC in terms of in-conference games, and that's all you need to know. And there's really no excuse for that for the talent they have at wide receiver.
Yeah, so I'm with you guys. I think all three of us are on the same page. It's not just a lack of trust. It's a flaw in the system that needs to be fixed and corrected moving forward. So does all of this, what we're talking about with the offense, what we're talking about when it comes to, like, and you laid it out really great, Bernie, their record against ranked teams, their record against winning teams, all leaving a lot to be desired. Does this stuff come into play for the bigger schools that are supposedly thinking about him? Does this make them rethink, or do they think, ah, he'll have more talent with us, he'll get over that, we like this guy?
I don't know, Matt. What do you think? You want to take a shot at?
I don't think it. I think people who want him, where his stature right now in the world of college football, the way other athletic directors think about him, I think is already set. I don't think this hurts him negatively. If anything, maybe this actually pushes him out the door a little bit, because now the season, there's no college football playoff for him to be.
Yeah, he'll be out there early on in the process. Yeah.
Right. So, no, I don't think that athletic directors are going to downgrade him. And the bottom line is, you're judged on, as a head coach, the ability to bring in players, the ability to work the portal, and that's what he can do. And I'm sure athletic directors out there can say, we'll give you the money that you need for your coordinators and for your coaches if you can build rosters like you did at Missouri, even with even more because you've got the resources of a Penn State or of a Florida. I think still think that's going to be the focus.
The only thing I would say is that how would it play for the fan base? Like, there are scars at Penn State because James Franklin couldn't win the big game. Yep. And granted, he had more talent than what Mizzou has now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But still, you're going to bring in a coach, like, for example, over the last three seasons, and this is when Mizzou football has really emerged. The last three seasons, Mizzou's 22-0 against unranked teams, which is great at the time of the game, unranked. But they're 5-8 against ranked opponents. But even worse, they've lost 6 in a row against ranked opponents. And, if you go back to, starting in 2023, Mizzou's 13-8 in the SEC. There's nothing wrong with that, but it should be better because they're 11-0 against non-ranked SEC teams over that time. But they're 2-8. Including an 0-6 record since the start of the 2024 season against ranked teams in the SEC. So if you're trying to sell that to Florida, you're trying to sell that to the fan bases or Penn State, LSU, they're going to say, well, wait a minute. Why? Listen, I know that they don't, there's a little bit of a talent gap, but this guy's great in the portal. He's getting all these players that people didn't think he could get. Why do they come up so short all the time against ranked teams and really good SEC teams? I think it's a fair question. I don't think it's an illegitimate question at all.
Yeah.
And one more thing, they're trending the wrong way. Again, this 3-year period that began in 2023, their first 9 SEC games, they were 7-2. Since then, they're 6-6 in their last 12 SEC games. So if you're an AD and you're looking at that, are you like, can I really sell this if people start to look underneath the surface record? I don't know. We'll see, I guess, right? Yeah. What about Arkansas or Auburn? Would he have any interest in their jobs? Man. And could he do more there than he does at Mizzou? Right? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Especially Arkansas, maybe Auburn.
Yeah.
But I also, Bernie, I think the anti-Mizzou bias actually helps him here because athletic directors can go, if they can do that at Mizzou,
that's
think
exactly
what they
right.
can do here.
That arrogance of those programs, with our money and our players that we can get here, he'll win more. But that's a big gamble, I think. I mean, I'm not saying don't do it. He's obviously done a good job at Mizzou. He took it from a really bad place to the point where we're looking at, if the playoffs had been expanded in 2023, the Mizzou would have been a playoff team.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, I mean, like, they're not far off, and I can see that logic. I just never underestimate the arrogance of those big programs because they always think, we can do better with that guy. They just got that same attitude all the time.
Hey, one quick national view from Blake Toppenmeier, who is a columnist for USA Today, covers the SEC. He wrote this Saturday night, quote, Missouri silver lining, 3 losses in the last 4 games make Eli Drinkwitz a less attractive candidate for higher profile programs. Drink up, Tigers. He's yours to enjoy.
That's a good closing comment.
That's one view anyway, right?
Yeah, very interesting. All right, we got baseball coming your way after the news. The GM meeting starting tonight, and the offseason's underway. So we'll do some offseason and Cardinals coming up next on KMOX. All right, it's Monday on Rush Hour Sports. Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you. Switching to baseball here. Obviously, the GM meetings are underway now. The winter meetings are a few weeks away still, where all the deals start to get done. This is where the groundwork is laid for a lot of the trades and a lot of the free agent signings that are going on. We get, guys, it's a pretty common theme at this time of year in baseball for baseball fans, people who talk about it on the radio, podcast, whatever, to talk about the structure. And, you know, it's not as exciting as the NFL free agency opening or NHL or NBA free agency, for that matter, because it's not a capped league. Would you guys just kind of leave it alone if you had the ability to tweak some things? Or are there things you'd like to see Major League Baseball do a little differently to kickstart things when we get to this time of year?
I've said before, I'm sorry, Bernie, but I'll just say, please. My plan on this would be hold everything till December 1st. That's kind of when I think that's when the league year starts. I know that's when the CBA expires. So because what the owners will lock out the players on December 1st next year. So hold everything to December 1st. That gives teams the opportunity to hire managers, hire president of baseball operations, get everything that you want in place. Then you create a one-week period where negotiations can take place without signings, and then you open up free agency a week into December, right as the winter meetings are getting started, because from a health of the sport standpoint, you have so much of an attention and spotlight on baseball during the winter meetings. Let's make things actually happen then. So if I was the czar of baseball, that's my plan. That's what I do to create a little bit more action in free agency.
Well said, man. Totally agree. Yeah, it's very strange to me. And even though Major League Baseball is actually doing much better in terms of TV ratings and home attendance, and they really are.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing, though, because they basically destroy their own off season every year because nothing happens for months, right? So you're very well said, Mr. Matt Pauly. The one thing I would add, and I'm going to be a smart aleck here. If Rob Manfred and the owners are so worried about the cost of baseball, the cost of salaries, the cost of this, cost of that, they want to eliminate minor league teams, which they've done, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Here's an idea. You don't need the general manager meetings in Las Vegas or any other place. There's a thing called Zoom. And you can set, they can do the same damn thing on Zoom or StreamYard or any other service without having to spend a fortune in Las Vegas or some other resort every single year at this time, because nothing happens during the general manager's
No.
meeting. They have a lot of conversations.
They have a few votes here and there. Yeah.
Have the conversations on Zoom. Save some money.
I got to tell you, man, I agree with you. I was going to bring it up in a different way, but the cost effective thing is great, because I feel like the GM meetings are a waste of time for the general public. Like, I don't think we need to make this a thing. These guys, it's not 1980. These guys are texting each other all the time. They're in contact regularly. And for any meetings or votes or anything like that, you can just do the Zoom. You can just do any kind of version of that. I feel like this breaking it up into two things wastes our time. And I know that, you know, we'll hear from baseball people that, oh, this is where we lay the groundwork. Okay, sure. But you can do that with texts and phone calls and Zoom meetings and things like that, too. But let's just, I don't know, I like that kind of combines what you said and what Matt says, right? Because if we push it all back to the winter meetings and we don't do anything except have a period of time where you can talk to people but you can't sign them, I think this would be a little bit more exciting and get at least give us a chance to have some buzz, because this is just, it's too early. The World Series just ended and you're not going to do anything. So what's the point?
What groundwork are they laying?
They always say
but
that.
No, the right. base for the last 3 or 4 years, the baseball winter meetings have been the most boring thing in the history of mankind, because nothing gets done. If they were actually laying groundwork, then there would be results of said groundwork.
Yeah.
There's not.
Yeah.
In some years, the free agent market doesn't really pick up until late January. So no, there's no, if the free agent market was buzzing around right at the beginning of December, then okay, I'll buy the idea that the GM meetings are an important thing to lay said groundwork. But no, that's not happening.
Here, I'm going to throw one more smart aleck thing in. I'm going to use Heim Bloom just because I need a hypothetical example. So, like, are Heim Bloom and his colleagues, so what are they going to say why they need to be there in person in Las Vegas or something? Like Heim Bloom's going to say, listen, for me to get a deal done with this team, I have to be able to look at the other GM. I have to look into his eyes in the same room. I have to stare into his soul before we can make a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of stupid, isn't it?
They do all of this, by the way, at the trade deadline without meetings.
Right. Thank you. And listen, don't get me wrong. I know there's some benefit. MLB Network, and I'm not taking a shot at MLB Network.
No.
They can set up shop for the general manager meetings and get all these interviews on set and all that. But in terms of action and like feeding the fan interest and to get the fans fired up, or all these media companies that spend a ton of money to send people there, reporters there, it's a waste of money, basically. Is it really necessary? I personally don't think so.
I think that's a good call. All right. Next up, I got a question for you guys related to this offseason. I think there's a way that this could benefit the Cardinals, this topic that I want to bring up. But stew on it for a minute. I feel like this happens every time there's a labor deal, that there are a certain number of teams, I don't know what percentage, but it's a lot, who use that as an excuse to not do anything that year because it's a labor year and we got to. Could that actually play into the Cardinals' hands a little bit? We'll talk a bit about how those two things could go together coming up next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, Rush Hour Sports getting ready to wrap up here in a few minutes. Bernie Miklas, Matt Pauley, and Kevin Wheeler here. Matt, you got a little sports open line tonight leading into hoops?
I do. We're going to have Natalie Jones, who's the sports director at the ABC affiliate in Columbia. We'll get her thoughts on what happened with Mizzou this weekend. We'll hear a little bit from Jim Montgomery, and we'll get out of the way for Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin
awesome.
Jr. as they've got Billikens basketball tonight.
All right, Billikens against Lindenwood tonight here on your home for the Bills, KMOX. All right, so I teased you guys with that question. These off seasons leading into labor years tend to have this trend where a bunch of teams, I don't know what percentage, maybe you guys want to guess it, I don't know that it is, but it's more than usual, will kind of be like, well, we want to be extra cautious because we don't know what the labor thing's going to be. And I think a lot of teams use it as an excuse to not do anything and justify to their fan base why they didn't make any big deals or get out into free agency or anything like that. I think that's happening already. I expect it to be a theme this offseason. Do you guys think that this could be something that benefits the Cardinals, who have some guys on shorter-term deals that could be attractive to contending teams, where you're not in free agency looking at a 5 or an 8 or a 9 year deal? You're looking at 1 or 2.
I would think so, because it limits liability and any concerns over what a new collective bargaining agreement will look like after the war is over. So, yeah, yeah. I would think in general, yes, it would help a team like the Cardinals, who are looking to trade guys that based a lot of their value based on the fact that they only have 2 or 3 years left on their cost controlled contracts, which right. is a big, it's pretty valuable in this climate.
I'm not sure. I've been thinking about this and I know I'm supposed to have an answer, and I've been going through all the different scenarios in my head. Like, is Brendan Donovan more valuable now because a team doesn't want to go give a guy a 7 or 8 year deal? Like, I guess, but I think it's negligible. I think on the other side of it, if the Cardinals were in a more competitive window, then maybe this could be advantageous to them, because it, they could maybe go get a guy under value if they were willing to give him 2 years or 3 years when the rest of the market only wants to give him 1 year. But again, the Cardinals aren't in a competitive window right now. So, I mean, I can squint and see it. I'm not trying to be dismissive of what Bernie just said. I'm not convinced that it's going to be as much of an advantage as maybe some might think.
Yeah, I think it will be. And I don't think it's like a game changer, right? I don't think this is, well, now you're going to get a top 20 prospect for Sonny Gray. That's not what I'm trying to say. I think what I mean is, I think you'll have more teams engaged on that rather than a free agent pitching class in heading into a labor year that has its questions. I mean, Dylan Cease is one of the top guys. He strikes out 200 guys a year, but his ERA is like a roller coaster. It goes up and down from year to year. Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 5. You know, Framber Valdez is kind of the most consistent guy out there. Are you going to give him 8 years? I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's a big enough star there. I think the point that I would make is maybe it changes the number of teams that would be interested in a Donovan or whatever in a free agent year that A, isn't that great, and B, I don't know why these guys are as cautious as they are. Maybe it's fake caution, guys. I don't know. Maybe it's all posturing. We didn't want to do this anyway, so we just throw it out there to our fan base so they go, oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I totally get it.
You know, and just to kind of add on to this, because this is related, you know, the one thing definitely I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out is whether teams will use the collective bargaining war, which is coming, as a reason to withdraw from the market or to lower their level of activity in the market. Like in Chicago, and I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but there's a lot of media in Chicago who are already roasting the Cubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're saying, well, they're going to use this as an excuse not to pursue Tucker, not to do this, not to do that, to kind of play it maybe more conservative in terms of free agency. They have all the money in the world to spend. They could spend whatever they want, but they're looking for reasons not to spend money. Now, that may be accurate to an extent. That may be exaggerated. I don't know. But that's why I'm interested to see how many teams will play that game. Not only not next offseason, but I'm talking about even this offseason.
Yeah.
Because it would affect the long-term contract.
Yeah, historically, though, the big money guys have still gotten theirs, even in CBA years. So when we're talking about guys, when you're talking about Framber Valdez, or you're talking about guys who are going to get 6, 7, 8 year deals, we're talking about the top end of the free agent class. And yeah, there might be a team like the Cubs, to Bernie's point, that might sit this one out, but that's nothing new. The Cubs have played this game before. It is.
I know. The Ricketts are so poor.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They're terrible.
They don't sell out their stadium 90% of the season or anything like that.
They don't have a successful TV network.
They're not in a big market,
like
No, Matt, to your point, you're absolutely right on, man. Like, the big boys that are going to go get what they want no matter what, they won't care about the CBA.
Yeah.
You're right about
Dodgers
that.
Dodgers and Yankees, but they're going to do their thing, yeah.
Right, but they're going to be some shady franchises that will use as an excuse. I guess that was my point.
Yeah.
And that's going to hurt the middle class. It's the middle class Major League Baseball player that always gets hurt in these situations because teams look at it and say, okay, we can go sign a guy for $6, $7, $8, $9 million and get this amount of production, or we can have one of our own guys and we're going to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars and the production won't be quite as what we got with the other guy, but it's going to be just off it. So from a value standpoint, that's what makes sense when we throw it in the algorithm.
Man, it's a fascinating thing.
I like that word algorithm. It kind of gets me excited. I don't know why.
That's because they're built to do that. They're built to follow what you
That's
like
right.
and give you what you like. Feed the beast is what they're doing. Yeah,
and I am a beast, so, yeah. and I like to be fed. So, yeah.
Well, on this show, we got three of us that fit those categories. It's going to be it'll be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, the most pleasant of off seasons. Cause we don't have time for this. I'll save this maybe for another day. I just don't like the way that we've turned labor talks into election years, right? Like it's not enough to talk about the presidential election for 6 months. No, we got to do it for 2 years and we're doing that in baseball too. And it just pisses me off.
Yeah. Good point, man. Good point.
Yeah.
Really good point.
And it doesn't do anybody any good. It just puts your sport in a negative light. And I wish they had the sense to maybe be a little bit better about that. On that note, we're going to wrap it up, boys. Have a great night. Matt, have a nice short sports open line. And then obviously Billiken's basketball coming up after that. So you guys have a good Monday night. Thanks for tuning in. Rush Hour Sports wrapping up. Sports open line coming up next here on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.